Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my darling co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
So I think that Squirrel and I have explored every aspect of this.
Of the entire universe.
Tonight. Yeah, now I have no voice.
Tonight's
show, Believe, Receive, and Go Where No One Ever Has Before. And this was a paraphrase quote from Tut, Messages from the Universe. Love him. And the team very lovingly put it in my regular inbox instead of the spam side. So I knew it was a giant wink from them as they continued to show me through the day. The actual quote reads, "You were built to believe, designed to receive, and born to go where no one ever has before." I just love this. There is no question that this is really, 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 you know, a prophetic statement, but we'll get into it in a minute. Tonight's intention is from Janet. I loved it. I intend to send light to heal the collective consciousness of any and all humiliation, abandonment, shame, loss, torture, and death experienced by individuals during any lifetime on Earth. And so if we can kind of hold that together.
Lovely words from a lovely soul. Janet, thank you.
She's wonderful. Okay, we're going to kind of roll into this tonight because I have a feeling this is going to get very involved.
It's going to have everybody thinking, that's for sure.
You know, this is why we've got you, Squirrel, because you ask the questions, and I am one of those who never ask questions, I just experience. I hope you all made it through Thanksgiving last week and through this wonderful eclipse. And I just had this sensing that it was a very strange day, that it was the last Thanksgiving of being in the old paradigm, which I thought was really interesting, and I just kept feeling that all day. That, and I fell off my shoes, and that's another whole story.
No more dry turkey for us, Jackie.
No, I really, truly. This is... At any rate, when I say, you know, only I would walk around on 5-inch platforms. It was 5 in the back, 3 in the front. I was on a rake. And, okay, so, Squirrel, astrological influences. I know you're always good for this. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, this came in from Elizabeth Peru, and I love, because she's very concise, and actually she lives in Australia, but... Okay, so what she's saying is important. The last 24 hours of November, which begins tomorrow, as we head into the final hours of November, look back over the last 4 weeks and know how much you have let go of and accept it. The eclipses, we've had two this month. You know, we had the solar and we had the partial lunar eclipse just a few nights ago. Were huge, and Mercury was retrograde. It added to the fast mix. On the final day of November, stand still, go within. It's like we are at a docking station, about to be charged up and sent forth, which goes back to the launch pad show.
Yes, absolutely.
It does. So each day in December is a catalyst, a quantum stepping stone. Soul is leading us. Take my greatest advice as you prepare. The easy road usually means no growth. Oh, darn. Anyway, the challenging road or often scary road usually means you will grow and learn and test yourself. December asks us to take the road less traveled each day. So no more waiting, Elizabeth Peru.
I love that.
Isn't that lovely?
I love that. Thank you, Squirrel.
You're welcome. So see you on the hard road, everybody.
Yeah, right. So I always talk about how the team really prepares these shows, and they again, I'm just a little mushroom, and they drop things in, and they have me send out the name, and then, you know, I had two sessions that backed up this whole title. It was really interesting. So today, while I'm going through my mail and everything, I pop on a Bashar. I haven't watched Bashar on YouTube in, I don't even know how many months, 6 months at least. And I just popped on a YouTube and I kind of listened to it. They're 6-8 minutes long, and I'm going through my mail. And then I went to the second one. Don't even remember what was in the first one. Went to the second one. And I was so excited. Bashar, stop this person dead in their tracks. And they were going on, it was the question and answer portion of his presentation. And so it was just a small excerpt. And they were talking about the banking cabal and the bankers and so on. And Bashar just stopped him dead. And so this channel will no longer deal with negative questions. And he immediately went into the option to choose a parallel dimension and, of course, to always stay neutral. And this man could not get the concept of a parallel dimension. And Bashar tried very dutifully to explain to him, you can choose a dimension, all right, where you're not experiencing abuse by the banking system. And the man kept looking around in the room saying, well, isn't everybody experiencing the same thing I am? And Bashar stopped him again. And he said, it's time for you all to learn. Every experience is neutral. A, love this stuff. And B, there are an infinite number of parallel dimensions. You can choose any one you wish where the banking industry itself is kind and loving. Within an hour, I had a phone conversation with somebody from a major lending institution who was so wonderful and so loving. Absolutely had not planned on this, but it happened. And they promised to do something for me I didn't even ask for. And it made me cry. I hung up the phone. I had tears in my eyes. And I thought, oh, my God. I mean, they went so far out of their way to be wonderful, loving, caring. And it wasn't a regular banker. This was in a department that normally would be very, very tough, especially from these larger lending institutions. And I was just blown away by the encounter. And I thought, geez, if you can just listen to something like that and it shifts your consciousness that fast, I was fascinated. So for those of you that don't know, Bashar, in a private session, I actually have it recorded, indicated that they do work with the team. Bashar himself, some other people of his race, and then his other comment, which I still have never figured out, which was, and some beings who claim that they're from our race but aren't. And I'm like, what? So just, unfortunately, I should have had you with me. Yeah, I should have had you with me, Squirrel, because you ask questions I don't. I
would have been all over that one, Jackie.
I know you would have, and I didn't get anything negative out of it, so I didn't even ask. But it would have been a good question to ask.
So I have to ask you, so when you were talking to the
banking
person...
Wait, let me just finish this last thought. Okay.
Okay.
And so, at any rate, this man was talking from a perspective of being a conspiracy theorist, and he absolutely, and I was just so thrilled to see that we were all, including the team, on the same train of thought. I can see now where the team is, you know, really kind of anti-conspiracy stuff. So anyway, now you can ask. Go ahead.
So the person that you were talking to, the banking person, do you feel that because you went in with your resonance at a certain frequency, that this person was able to match that because you were coming from a point of view, a place of of the reality you wanted to create, and they were able to match that.
You know, when I called, I just came from a really loving place. There was something about the fact that she even answered the phone. I was just so thrilled. And, yeah, maybe. Maybe it was because my resonance was high. I just was probably. And but we did connect, and she was ill, and I immediately noticed it, and you know, was really concerned about her, and you know, I kind of go into mother automatically, you know, and I was it was just such a lovely encounter, and I, you know, it just really struck me. I didn't get it till I was just talking now about the coincidence with the bank. I had talked to you about it, Squirrel, but I didn't put it together with this fellow that was talking to Bashar. But this is one to remember, everybody. We are choosing every moment, our experiences. And we go back to the whole neutrality thing. Everything is neutral. We put the spin on it. If you go in with preconceived negative ideas, boy, and it's happening so fast now that we don't have the luxury of, used to be you could have negative thoughts and so on, and they wouldn't manifest for a while. We had more time and space. We don't have that luxury anymore. Just want to briefly touch on the TV show. I sent out an announcement, don't know when, a month ago, requesting testimonials from people if they were willing to share for the team, about the team. And I thank all the people that did send them in. And I want you to know that I had several telephone conferences with these people. They were definitely... how would I put this? This was a very credible station and so on and so forth, well known. However, the producers that were hired by the station, and even though the woman I was dealing with was very, very sweet, she gave me the names of the investigators that would be going out to talk to people. And I was like, what? And I checked out the investigators, and I have to tell you, I was very concerned. And it didn't take more than about a minute for me to decline. One was an ex-CIA agent, also known as the alien hunter.
Big red flag, yeah.
Yeah, the other one was a conspiracy theorist. And as I read about all of his stuff, I mean, he's just somebody that takes people apart, and I'm like, whoa. And it was really interesting because she was so soft-selling these people. But it only took a minute to see how serious this was and for me to be really clear that this is not the level of consciousness that is going to create, you know, the kind of programming that we would want aired about what goes on. People have a hard enough time describing what their experiences are with the team. And for people, this is really a sacred experience when they have their private sessions. And it defines, it's the ineffable. It defines description. I know that people oftentimes have difficulty writing anything. And so as I've talked to different people and explained that I had declined, and by the way, they're still pushing, which I think is really interesting. And I'm like, no, I'm really not interested in moving forward on this. As I explained to them, this was apples and oranges. There would be absolutely no meeting of the minds here. And... So as I'm writing out my notes tonight, and then I started laughing, because until I can align with a parallel dimension where the people who are involved with the television station come from a higher level of consciousness, we're going to keep doing radio. I mean, I had to take responsibility for this instead of whining about it. And, you know, I hate it when I get caught. And, of course, Bonnie handed it back to me this week as well. But I, because she asked me, why did you create this in your life? And I said, well, I think one of the reasons is to make it very, very clear to me that my first responsibility is to my people. I cannot put anybody in a position under any circumstances where they would be made to look bad, where the validity of their experiences would be questioned. Now, this is a pretty tall order when we're talking about what happens, but I have to say that I will now take responsibility for aligning with a different dimension. But I, for now, I really enjoy radio. Thank you very much.
That's okay, Jackie. I look better on the radio.
Well, I especially since I'm in my robe.
It's a certain comfort level.
What was very interesting, though, and I want to say this to everybody, so many people had bad feelings about this. And the feedback I've gotten has been phenomenal. And there were people that didn't know how to tell me. They were trying to come up with, some people went to the website and had looked at their programming. And one darling, Kate, had tried to write me a letter and was trying to use euphemisms to try to explain what she saw, you know, the kind of dark undertones. And, you know, the biggest concern is about making people look foolish in the name of good television programming. And this is what I felt with the investigators, that this was about attacking. I just felt this energy of attack with it, so I absolutely wasn't comfortable. I do thank everyone. And trust me, I don't go looking for these. They come to me. But at this stage, for as many different groups as I've talked to, I really am not interested right now, unless somebody, you know, of a level of a John Mack or an Adrian DeVere, somebody who really has a very expanded consciousness. The one thing I will say is, anybody who's interested in getting involved in holotropic breath work, which is expansive beyond imagination, I've done it. The experiences, and one thing John Mack had said, because of his holotropic breath work by Stanislav Grof, who was a friend of his and taught John, his consciousness had been so expanded that by the time he ran into the concept of abductions or detainments, he was able to deal with it from a much greater, much larger, expanded level of consciousness. And that's what I prefer to create, is someone of that level. They don't have to be a Harvard professor of psychiatry, but someone who has that level of consciousness. And I think that that's, if I had asked both John and Adrian to really work with me through this, and they did a heck of a job. So I do appreciate them. And please remember, everybody, I always will be here to be certain that you're never put in a position that's uncomfortable, ever. I cannot speak for the team.
No, they can make you feel totally uncomfortable.
Well, only if it's, you know, that when they stick their finger in there.
For your higher, sorry, your own growth. I know. I love them.
So, getting back to the subject here, which I love so much. And really, this is about connecting with the more of who we really are to embody this on every level. And as Squirrel and I were talking prior to the show, I think we really got into some areas that which to me, I think because I do this all day and night, the way things are lately, I'm so used to dealing with it that I don't realize that some of these concepts can be very confusing to people. So Squirrel very lovingly points that out to me. Not. So
exactly. What are you talking about?
No, it's perfect. I'm glad you do it. So I think one of the biggest things is the team has been trying to explain to people all along, you're so much bigger than you know you are. You're so much more than you know you are. And I think these ideas and concepts become, you know, they're theoretical and they're words. But until you start having experiences of being more expanded, it's very difficult to step out of a life of challenges or struggles or whatever and really fully embrace and believe it. The day I sent out the show announcement, I had two different sessions with people. One dear Janet, who while she was in Hawaii, had an experience of really connecting. Now, whether or not she connected with, in fact, her higher self or a being of another level and dimension, and again, here we go into Squirrel, I'll let you ask the questions or we'll bring the team in and let you talk to them. But she finally was able to understand, embrace, and own and feel this and be fully aware of being this huge expanded being and be able and was able to observe the human her. And from that perspective, she got it all in one moment. All the words that the team has spoken about, how much bigger you are, how much more you are, you know, you're limitless, there's nothing you can't do, et cetera, et cetera. And because we can put down the words all day long about, you know, going where no man has gone before, but if you don't believe you're capable of going there, they're just words. Had another person, she was standing in the kitchen, she left and came back, and she was conscious of leaving her body and conscious of popping back in. And she was talking with the team, both of these are in the same day, and asked, where did I go? And unfortunately, I was in channel, so I don't remember the team's answer, but I get to observe, and a lot of times I see pictures and things. And she literally was connecting with a higher aspect of herself. Where Squirrel and I got into this was in the notes I had put, you know, a higher aspect of yourself and or your higher self. And this is what took us an hour, I think, before the show to get through.
Sorry.
So, the other thing, and I do want to go here, and then I'm going to bring the team in and let Squirrel ask questions of the team. They're far more eloquent and they're faster than I am. We are moving into, far more rapidly than we realize, a time where we are going to, beginning with baby steps, mind you, connecting with other aspects of ourselves. It may be other lifetimes on other planets, levels, dimensions. The time will come, and Lazarus always talked about this, where we will be able to, at will, pop in and out of other lifetimes on other levels and dimensions. Experience that lifetime. In other words, a vacation. It doesn't have to be very long. It's such an exciting idea and concept. I've waited for this for years. Lazarus talked about it so many years ago. I've always known it would come. I've always known it was possible. I've had those experiences myself because I believed it was possible for it to happen. So tonight's show is kind of an entree into the opening and the possibility of being able to do that. Vicky has often, dear Vicky, connected with an aspect of herself And this aspect of herself was rather sad, and she's giving it back its dignity and so on. And we're not talking a human, we are talking an extraterrestrial. So these ideas are very expansive. They could be confusing. We have to remember that all lifetimes are simultaneous, even though we experience them as humans in a linear fashion. However, my last statement here, Bashar, many years ago when Bashar was first here in Las Vegas, early 90s, people would ask questions. And Bashar would say, just a moment, he would bring in another aspect of himself, one that had the answers to the questions that he didn't have the answers to. I had another friend who channeled Amelia, who I had a very close connection to, and she to me. And Amelia would come in as either the commander of a ship, this amazing being, and we could say of light, but she was really extraterrestrial. Pleiadian would be my guess. I never really asked because I don't ask questions. There were other aspects of her. Those are the two that I remember. Another friend of mine was hired to do a painting of Amelia, and she wanted not to be the commander of a ship, but in her feminine, and I would say more Pleiadian form, very human-looking, and every detail had to be just so, her belt and so on, beautiful. I had a copy of that. Unfortunately, I let my daughter have it for a while, and it got destroyed. And my little dog was named after her, my little Millie. So her real name was Amelia. But this is just another case in point of when you're dealing with beings on the other side of the veil, you can ask to connect with other aspects of them. Lazarus is different in that Lazarus is a multiplicity. Lazarus is a collective consciousness. And if Lazarus were to become human, he'd be thousands of people. Therein lies the difference. So when you're dealing with a collective, it's different. When you're dealing with a being, we are the only ones that are not able to understand these ideas and concepts because we only deal with 10% of our brain. So we don't have access to the rest of our unconscious that is aware of all these other experiences we're having. But we're opening up now to that. That's why meditation, clearing belief, all the things keeping a resonance high are all really important. I thought it was interesting that Janet made the connection while she was in Hawaii, in a state of love, in a state of beauty. And I had one other person during a session, and they all had these experiences not in session. I had another person in session who immediately went to this incredible place, to these frog-like beings, except that they weren't like frogs that jump around. They were tall, very well-dressed, very grand-looking, and the buildings were beautiful, and this person we were doing the session on indicated that he knew instantly upon meeting this being in this experience that he was a smaller aspect of this frog being who sent an aspect of himself to Earth to have a human life. And from that experience forward, all he did was mourn, wanting to go home, wanting to reconnect to the more of who he was. Very interesting, and until we're ready to really do this, it can set up some, again, only as we're moving forward are we going to be able to do this without any sense of sorrow, but with a sense of exploration and joy. I hope that makes sense, Squirrel.
Oh, it does make sense. It's lovely.
Okay, I'm going to go into channel, and then you and the team can have at it.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Jackie.
All right. Well, you girls are having a lot of fun with this subject, we can tell. All right. Welcome, everyone. And we're excited that this subject is being shared tonight. Very excited. All right. Is this something for you really to look forward to? The answer is yes. Many of you have had spontaneous rememberings of other lifetimes, your feelings of deja vu. You go to some town in some country or some place or some state and know that you've been there, have this feeling, you recognize places and so on and so forth. Is this similar? Does it trigger something? Yes. For some of you, you've had spontaneous memories. We know our channel has. When she still could remember human lifetimes, where they would pop in, bleed through, and for a moment she would actually feel that she embodied that lifetime. She could look down and see her clothes and feel the emotions and so on. It was, again, very spontaneous, sometimes triggered by location and sometimes just triggered. All right? She's not the only one. Other people have had these kinds of bleed-throughs. Now, the idea of having extraterrestrial bleed-throughs or bleed-throughs as a being of light or part of a collective can be a very foreign idea and concept to all of you. All right? So Squirrel, in her conversation with the channel, brought up something really quite wonderful. How can everything be happening at one time? So we're going to explain and make it as simple as we can, oversimplifying to a degree, but only for clarification's sake. We will not say that this isn't pretty close to the way it actually is. If you can imagine, and we've talked about this before, a spiral that is so big, a continuous spiral, and every lifetime you are having, we won't use past tense, all right? Every lifetime you are having, everywhere and every when, happening around this spiral, all right? Rather than it being linear, which is the way you all think, everything happens and then and then and then. This is an earthly concept because you have time and space in order to make everything look real. Because the truth is you're functioning in an illusion with some collective agreements. You know, the floor is solid. So on and so forth. Now, will the time come while you're a human that you'll be able to connect with these various lifetimes? Well, for some of you, you've already started with the human lifetime. You may have had bleed-throughs, you may not. Some of you have had extraterrestrial bleed-throughs. We've had reports of people looking down and seeing three long fingers on their hands and so on. And yes, it will happen. It is something for you to look forward to. There is no question. Now, will the time come when you can direct it? All right, I want to explore and see if I have lifetimes in the Pleiades. We'll go there first. All right? And in your meditation, you're calling forward any lifetime you've got there and connecting energetically with that lifetime. Now, this is not too far out of the realm of possibility for any of you to do. Even now, we recommend that you put your ego in the back seat of the car before you do it. But some of these beings are so grand. And remember that the ego can do better than and less than. Where you may be having a difficult time accepting that that is a lifetime you can be having. Now, also remember that you're dealing in everywhere and every when. So being able to get a concept, an idea, is this in the same timeline of what I'm experiencing on Earth right now? Is this a past lifetime, future lifetime? Because now when you start moving off of planet Earth, you're dealing with many variables. We've often talked about this in relationship to dealing with other races, that you're dealing with past, present, and future of these races and how that can be a little confusing. Limitless now. You're moving into the realms that can be limitless. And the channel brought up the breath work. And we would recommend for any of you, perhaps get a book by Stanislaus Grof and read it. Kind of expose yourself to it. And if you're going to do the breath work, you want to do it with other people around. All right, this isn't something, if you can find a class on it, holotropic breath work. If you can find a class, we always recommend that you go to a class first. It can be a little overwhelming. All right. And, of course, it's done with this incredible music, very emotionally stirring music. Intentional, by the way, because you actually stop breathing. So, again, taking a class would be a good idea. They do these in a group. Or you can organize one on your own and invite someone who teaches it. Wonderful way to expand consciousness and explore these realms that you're wanting to connect with. This is probably the easiest way available to you now to explore these realms. All right. Squirrel, we can tell you're just loaded with questions here tonight, and we're just excited to help in any way we can.
Well, the subject is so fascinating, and I know that we talked about connecting with our higher selves or higher aspects of ourselves. How can we tune into that? You mentioned the breath work, but how do we know how many aspects of ourselves that there are out there? And is there a way to know?
Interesting that you went there right off the bat. All right, so we're going to say to you, you're not going to know. We'd recommend that you don't put any limitations on yourself before you open the door. For as many times as we've told all of you that you're limitless, we would hope that you would all listen to that statement. If you can imagine an unlimited number of planets and races and dimensions and timelines, if you will, everywhere, every when, there is no limit to how many experiences you can have. if you want to begin meditatively, do so. Do so. And ask to connect. We think you'll all be surprised. And we hope all of you have been doing work, connecting with your higher self. All right? To give you an idea, all right, of what the more of who you are really is. Now, when we say higher aspects of yourself, we talk about this from a perspective of they don't have the limitations that you have in consciousness because they are aware of all of their other lifetimes where, in fact, you are not. There is the big difference. Does that make sense to you?
It totally makes somewhat sense.
Right.
You know, I mean, in my limited human experience, it makes complete sense. But
all right, good.
Okay.
All right. So they're used to popping around the spiral with no problem whatsoever.
You know, my problem, when we talk about this, is I keep thinking, well, why do we have all those history books? I mean, who's writing that stuff, and why? I mean.
Well, it's the history of a planet.
It is, but it's so linear.
Well, it is linear because Earth is linear.
Well, right, but...
And bear in mind that these are versions of your history.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right, they're versions of your history.
Right,
and
right.
And this is where your educational system is going to get very challenged. In the not-too-distant future, understanding that, in fact, everything that's been written is... This is why people keep going back and researching, and they're still having problems, understanding that they're dealing with versions of history as observed by someone. But which version of Earth were they experiencing at the time? Are there other outcomes that you're not reading about? Of course. Now, these are all mind-expanding concepts. You've all been to or read or watched a program or something where there were a variety of outcomes or one or two different outcomes at the end of whatever you were watching. Well, expand that idea dramatically. Dramatically.
I have another question about how does this, the channel was talking about there's only about 10% of our brain that's active. Is that correct, or is it the mind? The physicality of the brain is...
All right.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, and how does that
you
work
into... You only have
into,
access to 10%.
Does that have to do with the dormant DNA and the opening
yes.
of...
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and how are we doing on that? Can you give us an update?
What did you want percentages? You're doing just great.
Well,
and
I mean...
The more that you stay, that you keep your resonance high, the faster that's going to shift. Especially after the end of this year. All right? The more you meditate. All right? We have people that meditate all the time, and their ability to access all these levels and dimensions highly expanded compared to others. You know, this is like people who want to be able to play the piano. But they either don't own one or don't practice.
Yeah, it's kind of limiting.
So meditation and exploration coupled with intention are your tools to get there. Do you understand what we're saying?
I do.
All right. When we do power retrievals with people, some people just see the tunnels. There's a being. That's it. Some people who do a lot of meditation are able to see multidimensionally. Well, there's this on this dimension, and I can see these things are on other dimensions and so on. Now, because they're able to do that, they also can go further with the power retrieval, impacting and affecting other levels and dimensions and lifetimes. Big time. All right, now you're really getting out there, including even other universes. So, again, nothing beats homework. All right, to continue to expand your mind, to expand your ability to conceive and perceive. Meditation, visualization and meditation, whether you're really working on doing it this way, can allow you to expand dramatically. These little vacations that you're going to want to take are going to be a lot of fun, and they will come in your lifetime. When we say vacation, you're not packing a suitcase, you're not getting on a plane or a spaceship. But they're every bit as real. Now, we'll give you a case in point. Let's say you're meditating and you wanted to see if there you could connect with another aspect of your cell phone, Sirius. And you get this presence, you can feel it in your meditation. You haven't quite got all the features, but it's so beautiful, and you're, oh my goodness sakes, and the colors and the, wow, is that a lifetime I'm having? Are they aware that you're there? Of course they are. Do you understand what we're saying?
I do.
All right. Because you don't carry your physical body doesn't mean that you're not having the experience.
No, absolutely.
All right.
So that when we're doing this, are we actually somewhat channeling in other aspects of ourselves? Are we getting information directly from aspects of ourselves or other beings? And how do we discern the difference? Or does it matter?
Set your intention. I'm intending to connect with another aspect of myself, another lifetime of myself on Sirius. Now, you will only be able to ascertain whether it's past, present, future, etc. Not that it really matters, but you may want to know. When you make the connection, all right, we don't know that it's really very important one way or the other. However, once you make the connection, you can always go back to it. You've cut the pathway. All right, now when we're talking about the pathway, we're talking about the pathway in your brain to get there. Do you understand?
Not completely. Would you expand that, please?
When we do the sessions with people, all right, and the channel does the end of the going into the brain and so on. And the last thing that she does is, well, she doesn't do it, but she calls it out, the team is doing it. All right, is integration, more integration between right and left hemisphere. There are, all right, You're cutting new neural pathways. That's what meditation does for you. Creating new neural pathways in the brain. Whenever you connect with something outside of your reality, you are cutting new neural pathways in the brain, which means that you can go back to it. It's like a map, isn't it? Do you understand that idea?
I do. So actually, we're expanding and moving out of just only using 10% of our brains.
Well, all right. Sometimes you get very literal. The answer to that is yes. And if you do a lot of meditation, you are having greater access.
Okay.
But you are more than your brain.
Yes.
All right. You are consciousness, aren't you?
Yes.
There was a doctor, this is a very interesting subject. There is a doctor, brain surgeon, who had something happen to his brain, and his brain went completely dead, shut down, all right, due to some bacteria or something. However, according to all the reports and the readings, he was totally non-functional. The brain was non-functional. But he had experiences that were amazing. And he's written a book. He's being highly criticized by the medical community. Because what he experienced did not match human science. He was able to see, experience, teleport to amazing places and bring that information back with him. He wasn't using the brain, was he?
No.
Because it wasn't necessarily a conscious endeavor. He was using pure consciousness. All right.
What happened to him?
He's still around. He was healed. He came back, his brain healed, and he wrote the book.
Excellent.
All right. So, expanding your consciousness. This is why we talk about the breath work. Expansion of consciousness. Stepping outside of the limitations of the brain to pure consciousness where you have access to everything. Do you understand? People have been doing this for years with drugs, haven't they?
They have. And they continue to try that.
That's right. But you don't need to use drugs to do this. That's why we say you can go and be very conscious of your experiences through the holotropic breathwork.
Is that something you can guide us through at some point on the show?
No, we would not do that. You don't need us to guide you through that. That needs, as we said, you can order books on it. You can practice. All right. We don't know if there's CDs or DVDs or anything, but and then you get to talk to the channel, so she can tell you. All right, you'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll find out about that for sure. But I find that very fascinating. So thanks for bringing that up.
All right. Again, dealing with consciousness. Very important. Now. If you're just meditating, okay, what do you try to do? If we go back to transcendental meditation, you try to expand consciousness, don't you, and shut down the mind, don't you?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right, which expands consciousness. It's the same direction, isn't it? You're trying to expand your consciousness and move out of the limitations of mind. The aspects of your mind that you're, or brain, that you're not able to access, all right? Not able to access are the parts that give you access to all of this. You're going to get there a lot faster this way than you are waiting for the brain to, the DNA and RNA to open. Do you understand?
Yes. Actually, that's quite encouraging.
Why wait for a slow bus when you can get on the freeway at 100 miles an hour?
Exactly. We're going to boldly go where no man has gone before.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And all of you are capable of doing this. If, in fact, it's what excites you. You see, Squirrel, it may not excite everyone.
I see.
However, you have homework on earth. All right, changing your beliefs. Working with your expectations. All right? You're here. At the same time, you can explore other aspects and incorporate, expand yourself through these experiences. Embrace them more. You understand?
Yes,
We're going to have to
say goodnight because we're running
late. All right.
And I'm sorry.
All right. Well,
it's just starting to get heated up. We need to go another hour.
Yes, we do. All right. We agree with you. Now, then you talk to the people at the station. All right. We would like to work with all of you this evening if, in fact, you're willing. Call us in. You know, we don't just randomly fly around and decide who, just so you're aware. All right. Oh, so-and-so is asleep, but they haven't called us in. Should we drop in? No. Call us in. With your mind and your heart open. We would like to do some work with you tonight. All right. To experience more of who you are. Now, will you remember it in the morning? Not necessarily so, but you should wake up in the morning feeling very excited, with a smile, with more confidence and a level of excitement. Know that we love all of you so very, very much. It's always a pleasure and a joy to be with each and every one of you, and with you, dear Squirrel, and until we speak with you again in this format, namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Ooh. I think we're over time. Are we on? Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. And thank you,
yes,
Jackie.
Yes, thank you. I love you. And thank you so much. Remember, go have some fun with this. Love you. Love you, Squirrel. Good night, everybody.
Love you, too, everyone. Love you, Jackie. Good night.
Good night.